NBC News Radio, I'm Scott Carr. Tennis champion Novak Djokovic is on a plane leaving Australia. Djokovic boarded an Emirates flight to Dubai late Sunday evening, Australia time, the world's number one tennis star being deported instead of competing to win the Australian Open as planned. We get some details from Jim Forbes.
The world's number one tennis star was scheduled to play his first round match Monday night. Today, three federal court judges upheld a government order issued Friday that would cancel Djokovic's visa on public interest grounds. The 34-year-old Serb is not vaccinated against COVID-19. The country's immigration minister says his visa was canceled on the grounds that his presence may be a risk to public health.
Over 70 million are under winter weather alerts this morning as a winter storm rolls across the eastern U.S. Forecasters predict snow and freezing rain in parts of Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas, and they warn of power outages from the southeast up through the mid-Atlantic. Tsunami damages are being assessed in Tonga. The South Pacific Island nation's capital was hit by flooding from the tsunami generated by Saturday's eruption of an underground volcano. There's no phone and internet, leaving the 105,000 islanders essentially incommunicado with the rest of the world. Grammy award-winning songwriter Dallas Frazier has died at the age of 82.
There goes my
Country Music Songwriting Hall of Famer died Friday after battling health issues from a stroke late last year. Some of his big hits, There Goes My Everything by Jack Green and Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys. While police in Miami-Dade confirmed the shooting death of rapper Wavy Navy Poo. Yesterday, police said the 27-year-old, whose name is Chandler Bobian, died Friday afternoon in a drive-by shooting across the entrance to Zoo Miami. A woman and two young children were with Bobian when he got shot. No one else was injured. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.